Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud. Yotzin bebeitzas hachargol. One is allowed to go out with the egg of a type of locust that was used to hang around the ear, and it would cure an earache. Uvishen shul, and the tooth of a fox. So a live fox was used at that time to cure somebody that had a hard time waking up. And if a person had a hard time going to sleep, they would hang around their body somehow, their neck, I guess, the tooth of a dead fox. Uvimasmer min hatzolov, and also a nail, a tzolov. This is a tree that was used when they would hang somebody on it. It was, at that point, it was believed that any nail from this gallows, if it would be hung around a person's wound, it would cure the wound if there was a swelling or something like that. The Rav brings the Rambam that held that this nail was hung around the neck. If a person had a fever for a third time, it would heal him. Mishum Rufua. So all these cases are mutter because of Rufua. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. The Rav seems to have the opposite, that the Rav seems to have that the Chum said this. Because the next statement, v'cham omrim af b'chol osur mishum darchei hamoiri. The Rav had that was Rabbi Meir saying that. But the second shita says that even on Chol, forget about Shabbos, even during the week it's osur, because darchei hamoiri, the Amorites, would do things like this, and therefore the Chum say it's osur. The Rav had a girsa that this is Rabbi Meir that said it's osur. Either way, whoever it is, the Rav says we don't hold like this. We hold that anything that's because of Rufua, there's no issue of darchei hamoiri. And therefore, it's not a problem, uvuchukaisehem lo seleichu, which would be the problem over here.